There are urgent calls for a statewide safety audit after a wind turbine crashed to the ground in Victoria's southwest. No one was injured, as the foreign-run farm investigates if severe storms and lightning strikes were to blame. Mimi Becker has more.
A wind turbine's blades sit crumpled in a heap after crashing 112 metres to the ground at Berrybank Wind Farm, 80 kilometres west of Geelong.
It's a brand new wind farm. It's only been up 18 months. It's inexplicable as to why it's collapsed.
It happened yesterday morning after Victoria was lashed by damaging winds. Maintenance company Vestas telling Nine News that a preliminary investigation is focusing on lightning strikes in the area. This is currently viewed as an isolated incident. The surrounding turbines now at a halt as WorkSafe investigates.
A wind turbine collapsing in a gentle breeze is not good enough.
It follows the death of a worker at Golden Plains Wind Farm in November last year. Management there admitting parts of a third wind turbine had also fallen to the ground following stormy weather on Sunday. The latest incidents igniting calls for a statewide safety audit.
This is not about safety of wind farms. This is attacking the renewable energy transition.
The Coalition is not anti-renewable energy. It's anti-unsafe workplaces. It's anti-large multinational companies cutting corners.
While a number of neighbours are not allowed to speak out publicly due to legal reasons, some have raised concerns with Nine News, second-guessing the safety of the rest of the wind turbines, questioning if more could topple over.
Was it human error? Is it a design flaw, a structural flaw?
In Berrybank, Mimi Becker, Nine News.